out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Keeping It Real with former NFL wide receiver and Auburn University standout, Jairus McIntyre. Are you ready to hear it live from the athletes, celebrities, and fans? Jairus, his co-hosts, and his guests will keep you laughing, thinking, and talking. Now, here's your host, Jairus McIntyre.
What's going on, everybody? We're back for Keeping It Real. I'm your host, Jairus McIntyre. We have a lot to talk about today, man. We got this NFL draft, Superman Cam going first overall, these NBA playoffs, the Lake Show coming up short, the Miami Heat, taking the lead 1-0, keeping that home court advantage, and the NFL lockout, a lot of different things going on in the world of sports. But I want to introduce my special co-host again, Ron Mack. What's going on, Ron Mack?
Oh, not much, man. Not much. Just, still laughing out loud at Jake Locke at number 8 and Christian Palmer at number 12. That is okay. Hilarious, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to that. I have a special guest on the line, Mr. Demetrius Dumas, a.k.a. known as my dog Big Meat, M-E-A-T, not Meech, Big Meat. What's going on, Meat?
What's going on, man?
Man, it ain't nothing, man. I'm glad I finally had you on the show.
Appreciate it.
I had to get you on the show after I saw this NFL draft, and I saw Christian Ponder go to, 12th overall to the Minnesota Vikings. And when I was doing my introduction with Ron Mack, he was already on it. And I know he's ready to get to it. Speaking of Jake Locker going 8th and Christian Ponder going.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I kind of feel like that was disrespectful. I feel like Christian Ponder deserved to be in the top, quarterbacks that were selected.
Okay. So, Ron Mack, he said he feels disrespected. Now, me hasn't really been – this is me's first time on Keeping It Real. And I want you to keep it real, Ron Mack, and tell me why you think he shouldn't have been a 12 overall pick before I put my 2 cents in.
First of all, Minnesota was in a position to make their team better. Christian Ponder is not the kind of quarterback that is prepared to come in and make a hell of a contribution to the team when somebody like Nick Fairley or the cornerback from Nebraska would have came in and made a more immediate impact. Ponder, you could have selected in the second round.
Now listen,
Dalton or Ryan Mallett, and probably got a better quarterback than Christian Ponder at pick 12.
Okay.
Now listen, right? We keeping it real. Now he said that the cornerback from Nebraska would have made an impact. Well, first and foremost, Minnesota need a quarterback. Without a quarterback, there's no leadership. You understand? So I feel like the reason why he was picked, due to the fact that a quarterback, that's what you build a team around. And not only that, Christian is going to make Minnesota a better person, but at the same time, he got Percy Harvey to throw to. I mean, he got weapons. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that was the best decision. They didn't want to go with Mallett because Mallett had a lot of issues going on.
Yeah. Okay, well. What I think,
wait. Before you start, Mr. McIntyre, can I ask Mr. Meat one question?
Go ahead. Ask Mr. Meat, man.
Mr. Meat, do you feel like Christian Ponder is a better option at quarterback for Minnesota than Carson Palmer, Donovan McNabb, or Vince Young?
Well, maybe not Vince Young, but I like him. Donovan McNabb, man, it's like wear and tear, man. He's like tires right now, man. He getting old, man.
Brett Favre played in Minnesota last year. He was 40. He's almost 40 years old.
Okay. This is how I take the situation. Vince Young, hell no. Vince Young, no. Donovan McNabb, that's 50-50. Carson Palmer, probably yes. Now the reason I say that with Christian Ponder now, after I looked at it, that was very high for Christian Ponder. In my opinion, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. But I can see what the organization was trying to do in picking a smart quarterback, which Christian Ponder is, played a lot of football in a tough conference in the ACC. Had a great year last year. Now if he would have had the year he did his junior year this year, he probably would have been a top 15 overall pick. But this year he had shoulder issues, and he still had a good, touchdown to interception ratio. Didn't make too many bad decisions. Had a great Senior Bowl. So after looking at it, I can see why he was a first round pick. 12 was kind of high, but if he had the year that he had that junior year, with playing the whole year, then going in, he probably would have been rated the second quarterback behind Cam Newton. It would have been a discussion of Cam Newton or Christian Ponder. Christian Ponder would have had the year that he had his junior year. After looking at it, at first I was like, what the hell are they doing? But once I looked at it and I saw his yardage the year before, he's a smart quarterback. Played for Jimbo, which has a pro style type of offense from under the center. It made more sense. But 12 is high with players like Nick Fairley on the board and Prince on the board. But you got to look at the situation. And Ron Mack, I know T. Jackson boy, and I know him a little bit. And he has a great arm, and he hasn't been given the opportunity that he should. But right now, that's all with no free agency. That's all they're depending on. It's pretty much Travaris Jackson. I mean, Joe Webb played a little bit last year, but I mean, he was drafted as a sixth round to be a receiver. So I don't think they're banking their organization. I mean, their franchise on a T-Jack or a Webb. They had to go with a first round quarterback, and they probably weren't going to invest that money in somebody like a Mallett who has issues, which we don't know. Obviously, there are really big issues if he would drop to the third round. It's something that we don't know, that insiders know, whether it be, drug problems, drinking problems, other things that we don't know about, because he wouldn't have slipped to the third round being that tall, with that great of an arm, coming out of a pro-style offense, throwing for all those yards. So yeah, I go tit for tat with that Christian Ponder pick. I would say it was too high just seeing what he did this past year, but it makes a little bit of sense once you look at it.
He's a very, very, very precise quarterback, though, man. Decision making is great.
Didn't he lose his job to EJ Manuel?
He was hurt this year. That's why I was saying if he hurt his shoulder, he missed four games with an elbow injury or something. And that's why I'm saying if he stayed healthy this full year and played out like he did his junior year, which he threw for almost like 3,000 yards and came into this season as a Heisman Trophy candidate, then I think we wouldn't have been talking about Blaine Gabbert and Cam Newton. We would have been talking about Cam Newton and Christian Ponder and probably Jake Locker. But that's another story. Now, with Jake Locker going 8, that was just as head scratching as that Christian Ponder pick, because that was
ridiculous too. That was awful too.
My thing was
with this draft, the difference in Christian Ponder and Jake Locker and Andy Dalton and Colin Kaepernick and Ryan Mallett, it was so close with all those guys. You know what I'm saying?
It's who you like. It's who you like.
You could have put them all in a hat and just pulled a name.
Yeah,
But to me, you know, if I'm Minnesota, and I know, you know, free agency on a hole and all that, but you got, you right before you, the Tennessee Titans picked Jake Locker at number 8. So what does that tell you? They finna get rid of Vince Young, like they said all summer. Would I take Vince Young, whose overall record in the league is 48-25, 48-30. He has started. He has been a productive player in the league, rookie of the year. He has been a productive player in the NFL. Or this dude from Florida State. It is not even close.
Hold on. Well, you know, first of all, they said somebody, Kristen Ponder, was a tic-tac pick or whatever. Man, they picked the man. No matter what we say, what we sit up here and conversate about it, it ain't going to change anything.
It's going to have me laughing at the Vikings when they can't move the ball this year.
So, okay,
When they got nine in the box and Kristen Ponder is turning around handing the ball off to Adrian Peterson and he gets hurt, I'm going to laugh because that
okay,
was
but
the
what,
pick.
But what, okay,
I'm gonna be able to come on here on Tuesdays and talk about how if I can tell that was a dumb pick, how can somebody getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars make that pick?
I can't say it's a dumb pick just because we don't not understand, we don't know. I just say Kristen Ponder is a, you know, he had no. It's hard to say because, like I said, he was a very accurate quarterback that played in the – it's not like he came from Tuskegee. You feel what I'm saying? He came from Florida State. He played a lot of football, threw for a lot of yards. So, like you said, you can put it in the hat. Andy Dalton, Ryan Mallett, Colin Kaepernick, and you're going to go with who you think is the best, and they just picked him out of the hat. So, pretty much, Andy Dalton could have went right there. Kaepernick could have went right there. Mallett could have went right there. I just think that – once they sat down with Kristen Ponder, talked to him, you know, watched all the film that we probably haven't watched, they were like, okay, he fits us best. You know, and I think that's kind of how that pretty much all played out when it comes to that. Now, Jake Locker, when you say Vince Young, yeah, Vince Young was rookie of the year. He's a pretty good NFL quarterback. But I look at Jake Locker as being like a Vince Young. He can throw on a run. If the play breaks down, he's going to take off. He's probably faster than B.Y. or about the same speed, about the same size. So I look at them as just pretty much picking another Vince Young for the most part, in my eyes. I mean, he may not be as accurate, and he may not be as, I can't say athletic. I think they picked another Vince Young, pretty much.
Why would you pick another Vince Young when you have Vince Young, who is a proven winner and has played in this league, man? Why would you go out and say, okay, I'm going to get a Vince Young clone who has no NFL experience?
I think reason being number one,
Vince Young has
gotten in fights in the strip club. Vince Young has, they thought was going to commit suicide, went missing, left his phone at home. Vince Young has cussed out the coach, even though he's not there anymore, cussed the coach out in front of the whole team, threw his pass. I mean, he's done all kind of stuff over his time as a Tennessee Titan, where the organization probably was like, let's get a new face and a similar player. I don't know if you agree with that.
I just want to say this. A lot of people don't understand, man. The NFL is an organization. Business.
Hey, hold on. We heading to break. Big Meat, we'll be back here in a minute on Keeping It Real. Got a lot of this to discuss. We even got to the rest of the NFL draft.
Already, man.
We'll be back on Keeping It Real. Chill.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports. Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fan's perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network, and let's talk football.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Tired of the same mundane talk radio show, boring opinions, and people not knowing or telling the truth? Tune into The Sports Life with Josh and Otis. This show is brought to you by two men who know the good, the bad, and the ugly of professional sports. Josh and Otis's experience and careers in the NFL give them access to the inside information and a reason to have a candid opinion. Tune into the Voice America Sports Channel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific. The Sports Life with Josh and Otis. It's more than sports talk. It's a way of life.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Keeping It Real with Jarris McIntyre and his guests. To get in on the show today, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to the show.
Me, we back on Keeping It Real, big Mr. Dumas. What were you saying before we went to break? I was talking about Jay Locker and him kind of taking over for Vince Young. Okay, I think we have some technical difficulties with Big Me. Ron Mack, it's me and you on the line now. What do you have to say about Jay Locker taking over for Vince Young?
Well, I don't agree with it. Like I said, you're picking the same kind of quarterback, but one quarterback has, you know, 5-6 years experience. Yeah, he done had some run-ins, you know what I'm saying? He done had problems. But, you know, like I always say, you know, when we go to talking about the quarterback position is political. You understand me? In this draft alone, you had Tennessee, who had right now has Vince Young as their quarterback. They drafted a quarterback, Jake Locker. You have the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have David Garrard as their quarterback, and they drafted Blaine Gabbert. Then you have the Minnesota Vikings, who have Lawrence Jackson right now as their quarterback, but they drafted Christian Ponder. Now, tell me, what do all three circumstances have in common?
Well, I guess all three. I guess that all three means that each team drafted a quarterback to replace the quarterback that they have now.
I will be more specific for you. Each team has a black quarterback on their roster, and David Garrard had a good season. David Garrard had a real good season, man. Had a decent season. And they drafted a quarterback to replace him after a decent season.
Okay, let me ask you this.
But the Jets didn't draft a quarterback. The Houston Texans didn't draft a quarterback. Cincinnati, they drafted a quarterback, but that's because the one they got don't want to be there, so they had to have some insurance. So
okay, let me ask you this then. The black quarterbacks that are there, besides the David Garrard, who is getting up there in years, have they produced enough for you to say we shouldn't draft a quarterback? Has Shavars Jackson and Vince Young,
have they produced enough and been steady enough and focused enough to be like, we don't need a quarterback. They're the, you know, undisputed leaders of this football team.
Vince Young has been productive. Vince Young has been given an opportunity, and Vince Young has proven that he can win games in the NFL.
Tavar Jackson,
he has not been given that opportunity to see if he can win games or not, because, you know, they had the Brett Favre thing and the splitting time with another guy who's somewhere being a backup now. So, I mean, I understand what you're getting at, because Vince Young, you're right, he probably couldn't go back to Tennessee. But what's going to end up happening, nobody's going to trade for him. He'll be a free agent, and then Arizona or San Francisco, a team like that, will pick him up, and now they have a better quarterback than you have at Tennessee. I would cut Vince Young, who is better than Jake Locker.
But you can say that, but you can't, because – I mean, yeah, he's been more productive in the NFL so far. So I can say that. But we don't know what Jay Locker is going to turn out to be. Because with his physical attributes, he's just like a Vince Young. Play action passing, he's making plays on the run. He's has the running game with Chris Johnson gone. He could be just as lethal as Vince Young was those years when he was in Tennessee. And I just think they had to go in another direction, so why not take somebody similar to what you had in the draft? I think they pretty much had to. Kerry Collins is old. Vince Young has been in trouble, and he's just had all kind of different issues throughout the organization. And I think that's a large part of why he's not there. Because if he was the class A citizen, not saying that he's not, but if he didn't get in any trouble, he was yes sir, no sir, he would still be the star quarterback for Tennessee Titans, because he would have never had an issue with Jeff Fisher. He would have been on time. So I just think that all those problems pushed them to draft Jay Locker.
So basically what you're saying is that with the quarterbacks that's already in the league, Vince Young, it's more like an image issue, not about production.
I think not necessarily, because Vince Young has been productive, but I think rather than taking the risk of the headache, they just say, look here, we can find somebody that they may think is better than him and can do things better than him. Jay Locker, pretty much physically, is better than Vince Young as far as arm strength,
pocket passer,
arm strength, almost probably speed, power. So they're looking at it as, we can get a new Vince Young without baggage, and not as much money, because he got to re up here in a minute. So that's how they're looking at it. As well as having Kerry Collins still there to play if he needs to.
Jake Locker's college team went 7-6 this year, man.
Jake Locker played for Washington.
He played in the Pac-10, a watered-down Pac-10, with USC not even being strong. And they won 7 games, man.
But you
draft him, and pump him up about his leadership and then coming back for his senior year and blah, blah, blah. But Cam Newton took an Auburn team who had four players get drafted, a total of four players. But you want to knock him for leadership. But Jake Locker went 7-6.
But see, listen, and this is where everybody gets messed up. Yeah, they talk about Cam Newton leadership, but when it came down to it, he went first overall. So Carolina believes in his leadership. If he didn't go first, he would have went third. Buffalo believed in his leadership. If Mel Kiper didn't believe in it, Todd McShay, me, you, our uncles, our cousins, anybody, if they didn't believe in it, then that's them. But the people that matter believed in it. So they can say what they want. But when it came down to it, you know, Rivera and the people up front with the Carolina Panthers believed that Cam Newton had the leadership, the skills, and everything else that it took to be a successful NFL quarterback.
All my last thing about this draft, about the quarterback position, all I have to
say is there are too many quarterbacks that will be out here in free agency to go in and pull a, and reach for a quarterback in the first round. You have Kevin Cobb who wants out of his situation in Philadelphia. You got Carson Palmer, who is a Pro Bowl quarterback who wants out of his situation in Cincinnati. You got Vince Young, who is a productive starter in the NFL, who is getting shoved out of his situation in Tennessee. And you got Donovan McNabb, one of the winningest quarterbacks in this generation has seen as far as total wins in the NFL, who all will be looking for new teams to land, new places to land. So if you got the number 8 pick, you go ahead and you feel your need, knowing that I'm going to go after hard and heavy a proven established quarterback, because this is a quarterback-driven league. I'm not going to go and reach on a guy, you know, and now I got to wait on him to develop, or I'm going to play him right away so we're going to lose 12, 13, 14 games. And then I'm going to realize this cat ain't even that good anyway. So, you know, instead of reaching, in my opinion, you know, I'm no expert. I don't get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this here thing. But my understanding of football, I just wouldn't do that, man. Those were big mistakes. And we will see.
Yeah, we definitely will see. We definitely will see. I mean, and it could be mistakes. They could be mistakes. And we never know. I mean, there's mistakes. Half the time it's a mistake. Half the time it's good. What you think?
Because if you think Minnesota is not going to go and try to get a veteran quarterback this year, because Adrian Peterson was sitting up watching the draft and said, Christian Ponder? How are we going to win games with Christian Ponder? We got to go and get us a quarterback who's ready to play right now. I'm in the prime of my career. So you're going to waste my prime trying to get a guy ready? When we got Carson Palmer out here, talking about he'd rather retire than to go back. But if you stick Carson Palmer in Minnesota, you got Carson Palmer, you got Percy Harvin, Sidney Rice, Adrian Peterson, your offense look good now.
I mean, but I think they truly
I could have drafted Nick Fairley and played him at DN for a year until one of the Williams boys retired, and then next year we're going to stick him inside. But, you know, hey, man.
I think they're looking at Christian Ponder as a type of player that could lead their team. I mean, or they wouldn't have taken him overall, 12th overall.
I guess you're right.
I mean, that's what they're thinking. I guess, obviously, we're not thinking. We're not on the same page as them. But what do you think Cam Newton going to do in Carolina, man? I think it would be a good fit if they get the players around him. I think he'll be a superstar soon. What's your assessment? What do you think about that?
My only hope for Cam Newton is that Cam Newton gets the Peyton Manning treatment, what's my boy name up there with the Jets? Sanchez, he gets the Sanchez treatment where they bring him in, they let him play, and they stick with him through good and through bad. That is my only problem that I have with the NFL. The NFL will bring a black quarterback in, but they won't treat him and give him the rope that they give, you know, other quarterbacks. Sam Bradford came in, you know, he started every game, he looked good. You know, now that team has a future. The quarterback, Vic Freeman, down there at Tampa, he sat for a little bit, came in. Now this year he started, he looked good, they won some games, and hopefully he'll get the respect, you know, to where if he have a bad season, they won't be drafting nobody behind him trying to find a replacement. They'll stick with him and give him an opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they will. I think they will. I mean, they have to if they want to be successful at it. Because, like you said, the Peyton Manning treatment and the Sanchez treatment. I mean, you see how it's paid off, especially for Peyton Manning. I mean, with him playing all his games his rookie year, struggling but still doing what he had to do. It made him better, and now he's one of the best quarterbacks that ever played a game. So I think they'll do the same thing with Cam Newton. And I really think it's very, very important that they get playmakers around him. I know he has D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, Steve Smith, and some other players
that are pretty good. But I think they also need to give him the treatment as, you know, having a Marvin Harrison, drafting a Reggie Wayne, going first round running backs in Joseph Addai and Gonzalez, and sticking with those high round quality playmakers around him, because he can't do it all. He can't do it on his own. He cannot do it on his own. But he is a special player. But when he gets to the NFL, it's going to be a little more difficult. And I think that he's going to have some players around him to make him be a successful NFL quarterback. Well, we're heading to Brick Hill, keeping it real. We'll be back here, talk a little bit more NFL draft, and get to these NBA playoffs.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Sports continues to grow and evolve to ever-increasing prominence in today's society. On All Around Sports, host John Inglesby will connect with the leading newsmakers from the sports world, including players, owners, and fellow sports journalists, discussing the top news and events that are relevant to sports today. John will also report from and offer his experience of the world's top sports events. Tune in to All Around Sports with John Inglesby, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Keeping It Real with Jairus McIntyre and his guests. To get in on the show today, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're back. We were back on Keeping It Real. We're here talking about NFL draft a little bit. And I wanted to ask Ron, Matt, what did you think about the Atlanta Falcons trading their whole, not the whole draft, but a lot of draft picks for Julio Jones?
I think it was a good move. I think the price they paid was heavy, but, you know, you have a good running game with Turner. You got Tony Gonzalez, who is almost on his last leg at tight end. You got Roddy White on one side, and the other side you've been filling in with, you know, Mike Jenkins, who's been an underachiever, and Brian Finneran and people like that, who've been around Atlanta for a while. So with Julio Jones, they get a big physical and fast football player. They truly have, and it goes back to what me and you were talking about, you know, with Cam Newton, like giving them players. They are giving Matt Ryan the tools to be successful, just like Indianapolis. They, you know, drafted Marvin Harrison. They drafted Reggie Wayne. This is their Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne type deal now. You got Harrison, who will be, you know, Roddy White, and now Reggie Wayne will be Julio Jones. And you have the offensively, the Falcons will be good. Julio Jones will be a good NFL wide receiver. Borderline great, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, and in my opinion, I think he's good, but I don't think he's worth what they
what they gave up. I mean, they had Mike Jenkins on the other side. And
you said Mike Jenkins being an underachiever. I think they're the same type of receiver. Julio may be a little more physical.
Bigger, but stronger.
A little bigger. I mean, Mike Jenkins is a good 215. Julio's a good 225. Stronger, yeah. Hands-wise, about the same. Getting deep ability, about the same. But yeah, they needed a fresh, fresh new start with a receiver opposite Rodney White. But I just don't think it's worth giving up second rounds, first round picks. I think he's a good player, a really good player, but I don't think he's a dynamic player like an AJ Green, where you would trade away 3 or 4 draft picks to move up that high to pick somebody like him.
Well, you also have to look at how they ended their season, man. They ended their season getting blown out by the Green Bay Packers, who had those wide receivers and who let their young quarterback spread the ball around to those young receivers. So now you'll have Julio and on one side and Roddy White on the other side, and you can put Mike Jenkins in the slot, and now you have 3 formidable, NFL wide receivers instead of, Mike Jenkins being a borderline guy as a number 2, he's more of a number 3, in my opinion. Jenkins is a number 3 wide receiver. Okay, yeah. Julio Jones is a borderline number 1. He's a one. He's surely a number 2 receiver, but in 2 or 3 years, he'll probably be a number 1 receiver. So now you got basically 2 ones and a 3 instead of, your 1, 2, 3. You got 2 number 1 wide receivers and a 3. So it makes their offense, with Tony Gonzalez at tight end and Michael Turner at running back, it makes their offense, it puts them on par with Green Bay and that is the team to beat right now. Offensively, it's Aaron Rodgers. Atlanta has Matt Ryan, which is their version of Aaron Rodgers. They're about tit for tat. At least that's what Atlanta thinks. So now we have to surround Matt Ryan with players to distribute the ball to. And no matter what the cost is, we want to do it. And we need a wide receiver to, help stretch the field, help go across the middle, somebody who's big. If a little 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", 195-pound cornerback comes in his face, he's going to maul him off the line of scrimmage and get open. We got to have that in our life. And that's what they did. They went and got it.
Yeah. But I just think, in my opinion, I just think it was too much to give up for that. If it was a quarterback, or even a Patrick Peterson type of player, then I would say okay. But Julio, he's a good player, a solid player to me. But he will be a good NFL player, and I think he will definitely help out the Atlanta Falcons with the pass game as well as the run game, the way he's the type of run blocker. What about Big Fairley going to team up with Sue, man? I don't even know how that even happened. I don't even know how he dropped that far in the NFL draft. I mean, I haven't really seen a defensive tackle play the way he did. Like, I can't even really remember, NFL or college. Just as much as he dominated, I haven't seen it from a defensive tackle.
He dropped because 2 teams that needed defensive tackles reached on quarterbacks. So you put him next to Ndamukong Suh. Now, how is Minnesota going to run the ball? How is Green Bay going to spread us out and attack? They're not going to have time. Even though they're going to spread them out, you're going to have to double Ndamukong Suh. So that means you're going to have one on Nick Fairley. Should almost on draft day, you can almost give him NFL Rookie of the Year defensively, because Ndamukong Suh is going to be double teamed. So Fairley is going to be one on one in the NFL his whole first season. They're going to always double in Ndamukong Suh. So Nick Fairley should have a very, very successful rookie season.
Yeah. I just – it's going – he's going to – and I really, truly believe that he's going to dominate,
because a player like that and the way he was killing double teams in college, yeah, it's different than the league. But he was killing double teams. So now with Sue, and they have Big Van Der Bosch on the defensive line as well, I mean, he's going to really disturb and wreak havoc in backfields for years to come, and I truly believe that. I mean, like you said, teams reach for quarterbacks and left a player like that sitting on the board, they'll pay for it. They would definitely pay for it. Like you said, Minnesota passing him up, I mean, they will probably pay for it because obviously they got to play him twice a year in the same division, and he going to give them hell. I promise you that he was going to give them hell. And with a player like Sue right next to him, I mean, it's not going to be pretty for the teams in that division that play them boys twice a year. I could just tell you that.
I do agree with you, sir. That was, you know, probably the best, you know, marriage of the whole draft. You know, where player, you know, falls and fits into a team, that is a good fit for both the team and the player. So I'm eager to see that happen.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see, though, man. I just can't believe it happened. And then the Mark Ingram pick falling all the way down to New Orleans, I mean, that's going to be huge too, man. With those receivers and that pass game that they have, that's going to be huge for somebody like Mark Ingram to actually get in there, get accustomed to the offense. And I think he's probably going to be the offensive rookie of the year. If I was a betting man and I had to bet on it, I would say that Mark Ingram is probably going to be the NFL offensive rookie of the year.
And I would second that bet, sir. So on draft day, you and I figured the offensive and defensive rookies of the year if they stay healthy. So if just regular guys like me and you can see that, then, you know, these experts, I mean, I don't understand it. I really don't. But the Saints got a good running back. They got something that they didn't have on their team already. And like you said, Ingram is going to probably be a 1,000-yard back this year. He's going to run for 1,000 yards.
And I honestly think that he's going to, with his ability, he may push him over the top and get them back into the Super Bowl. I mean, because if they can get that defense back the way it was and with the turnover that they had the year that they won the Super Bowl, the Drew Brees and Colston and Devery Henderson and Pierre Thomas and all that, they can make another run. It's not going to be easy, but they can make another run to the Super Bowl because Mark Ingram, I think, is the type of player that makes everybody around him better, and he can do so many things.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see. Now, off this NFL draft, I want to go to these NBA playoffs, man. And my Heat are looking good so far. Can't get too excited yet because there's games left, a lot of games, a lot of series. But D-Wade came out strong and helped lead the Miami Heat, man. I mean, what are you saying about the Heat? Do you think they're going to be able to get past these Boston Celtics? I mean, the Boston looking old, man. Boston's looking old, man. We will see. Miami played good defense, and my boy Jones was hitting threes like he was crazy. But it's going to be very, very interesting. What do you say about this series, man? Because I'm hoping it lasts five, maybe six games. I don't want to go to seven because I'd be too nervous. Well, what do you think?
Boston does look old. And the Heat look to have the easiest road to the NBA Finals. To me, you know, people were talking about Chicago and pumping Chicago up because they have the number one seed in the East. But in the NBA, it's a progression. And you go playoff, you go one round, you go to the conference finals, then you get over the hump. And Chicago, this is their first time around. When Atlanta has gotten knocked out in the first round. They've gotten knocked out in the second round. So, to me, coming into that series, Atlanta is the more experienced team. So, I feel like it'll be the Heat and six against Boston, maybe five. I think Atlanta will win the series with Chicago in six. I think the Heat will beat Atlanta in five, maybe six games. And the Heat will represent the East in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, yeah, and that's that'll be lovely to see, man. LeBron and Kobe going at it.
Well, you can't count Kobe already. You know, I'm a Laker fan, but in the NBA, it's about matchups, and the Lakers are going to catch hell trying to stop Dirk Nowitzki. He is probably the biggest mismatch nightmare in the league right now. That's more than LeBron. That's more than Kobe. You know, he is a 7-foot guy who can play the three. He can handle. He can shoot. He makes shots falling off. You know, fading off 1 foot. And I mean, he's amazing. He's a shot maker. So, you know, Lakers had a handful. I don't think Phil Jackson did a good job last night late in the game. I think he kind of messed that game up. And Kobe has some turnovers down at the end of the game that kind of screwed the game up. But the one thing about Kobe, when he comes and when he messes up a game like that, he's going to come out the next night firing on all cylinders. So look for Kobe to do whatever it takes tomorrow night in the Staples Center to wheel his team to a victory.
Hey, when we out of here, keeping it real, I'm your host, Jairus McIntyre, J-Mac, and my special host, guest host, Ron Mack. We out here keeping it real. The same time next week, and we always keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. We out here.
Thanks for listening this week. Tune in to Keeping It Real with Jairus McIntyre again next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Until then, keep it real, real, real. Keep it real.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.